Proclamation number 5147 of 9th of June, 1951. God's word from above sufficient for mission. Expect nothing from the world and its representatives, for they offer you nothing but that which is the world's portion. Trustingly pray to me and feel safe in my grace. There is a fierce battle for your souls in the last days before the end, and this battle affects you in many ways. The dark power will always try to prevent you from spiritual striving, from spreading my gospel, my word, which is conveyed to you from above, for because it is the truth it will also always experience hostility, and you yourselves will be in the midst of hostile activity. But the enemy cannot achieve anything as long as your will is turned towards me, as long as you want to serve me. For according to your will is also the supply of strength and my everlasting care for you. Your mission is too powerful for me to allow it to be endangered by hostile activity, and even if it seems as if the opposing force is superior power, it will not defeat you. But you will grow stronger in faith through my obvious help and support. And thus I want to draw your attention again and again to the fact that my word, which comes to you from above, is sufficient for you to be able to fulfill this mission of yours. For if I myself am your teacher, you will truly be instructed such that you can be true instruments for me and give light to your fellow human beings where it is necessary. If you are taught by me myself, there will be no gap in your knowledge, for I truly know best what knowledge is helpful for you humans to attain maturity of soul. I know what and about what you should speak and prepare you well for your teaching ministry, for everyone will be placed according to his ability where he can successfully work for me and my kingdom. What you need to know will be made accessible to you in the teachings from above. What is not given to you by me is not necessary for the fulfillment of your task, for where the heart is pushed back by the intellect, the success is slight, if not entirely doubtful. I need representatives on earth who put a heart full of love into their words, who speak out of their feelings and don't use their intellect first when it comes to proclaiming my teaching of love. Although the intellect should not be switched off and the words spoken by my right representatives on earth should also be able to be accepted by the intellect, but the heart should convey them, i.e., they should sound alive and resound vividly in the fellow human being's heart. That which my servants receive from me are words of love, given by the eternal love itself to the human being whom love enables to receive again. And these words should also be passed on in love, in the inner urge to thereby help the fellow human being in his spiritual development. Then the heart is first involved in handing out what the intellect also has to acknowledge when the gift is examined with a heart full of love. And thus the light will always shine in all its strength where I myself have kindled it, and this light will not lose its glow, but it can only be strengthened by ever brighter flaring love which increases my spirit's working and truly makes the human being knowledgeable and able to work for me and my kingdom and to participate in the work of salvation as my disciple in the last days. For this one possesses my word in all purity as it originates from me, and the strength of my word will become evident as soon as the last great adversity sets in and people will be dependent on the supply of this word of mine. For I know the time you are approaching and what you lack. And therefore I myself distribute the bread of heaven, and blessed is he who feasts on it. Blessed is he who seeks to satisfy his hunger with it, for it will give him strength to endure until the end. Amen.